Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airways of SiriusXM. Mad Dog Sports Radio number to call up as always is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. And as always, if you want to send in your voicemail messages, you can always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. Packed show to come at you with today. A lot of NFL stuff going on, but of course, we've got a new national champion on the scene. Same conference, though. The Indiana Hoosiers won the national championship last night. It was a great, great game, no doubt. 27-21 victors over Miami at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The Miami Hurricanes couldn't overcome what Indiana brought to the table. It was a damn good game, make no mistake about it, especially that second half. It was incredibly thrilling. But in the end, the Hoosiers did what they needed to do and held on to capture their first national championship in school history, courtesy of a 27-21 victory. Fernando Mendoza obviously was a player of the game, and, you know, you look at what he did. He was sacked three times. I think he made a case for himself being worthy of being the number one overall pick in the NFL draft when you consider what has transpired. Even though he went without a touchdown pass for the first time since the season opener against Old Dominion, he completed just 59% of his passes for 186 yards. But it was his, that run, that 12-yard touchdown run on 4th and 4 with 9 minutes and 18 seconds left in the game, it defined the game. It defined his career at Indiana. And his name will be forever special at Indiana University. Make no mistake about it. That was a spectacular run on his part, and the hits that he took, got hit about 3-4 times. And that last hit, for him to be able, with his spine completely exposed, and for him to take that hit and still hold on to the football, you just can't say enough about Fernando Mendoza. Worthy of the Heisman Trophy, worthy of the national championship, worthy of being the top quarterback projected to be taken in this year's upcoming NFL draft. The Indiana Hoosiers are the national champions, and they definitely, definitely deserve it. It was a damn good game. Miami had its chances, no doubt. Carson Beck throwing that interception to Sharp to pretty much end the game. I don't know whether it was a miscommunication with him and wide receiver Marion or not, but it was flagrantly underthrown. There's no way you don't throw that high and outside. You got to do that. You can't put yourself in a position to get that ball interception. You're driving downfield. You need a touchdown, but a touchdown ties the game. The extra point wins the game. All right? You're at midfield. You got time left. You're in position to win the damn game, and you throw that kind of pass. That, in some people's eyes and the eyes of critics, that was Carson Beck being Carson Beck. That's what they're going to tell you. Okay, and even though you appreciate him getting you to this point, you know, being at Georgia, but coming off the bench, obviously not being a starter, having two national championships on his resume, this was his to gain. This was his to capture. This was his to win, and he couldn't do it, couldn't get it done. And through that interception near the end, securing a victory for Indiana. A couple of things that we need to mention. Indiana running backs Kalen Black and Roman Hemby combined for 139 yards on 36 carries, averaging 3.9 yards a carry. So they had some semblance of a running attack. All right. You got to give love to Malachi Toney, 18-year-old freshman sensation, ACC Rookie of the Year. This dude finished with 10 catches for 122 yards and a touchdown in the fourth quarter, by the way, for the Hurricanes. Had a combined 15 catches for 203 yards and two touchdowns in the final four games against Ole Miss and Indiana. So give him some love for that. Going up against the SEC, going up against the Big Ten. This brother at 18 years of age, going up against men who are far more developed than him at this stage in his life. This brother showed out and just reminded you what a sensational player he is and will be, barring injury, moving forward, because he's just that special. We know what Mendoza did. We got that part. We know that the Big Ten Conference has now won 3 consecutive national titles, Michigan 2 years ago, Ohio State last year, and now Indiana. So Big Ten owns college football right now. It's no longer the SEC. The SEC has fallen off. It's about the Big Ten. And then when you get to the coaching, it's Kurt Cignetti. I mean, 27-2 in two seasons. I recently saw a clip. I saw a clip this morning of him at a press conference, his introductory press conference. Think about this when it comes to Cignetti. This is him in 2023 being introduced. I want y'all to listen to him. This is a man that was at James Madison. Yes, he was an assistant coach under Nick Saban for years. That is true. But he was a head coach at James Madison. His record was 52-9, okay? And he's being introduced at the press conference as the new head coach for the Indiana Hoosiers, who, by the way, was the most losingest football program in NCAA history. Nobody lost more football games than Indiana. That is the program he inherited. And before he coached a single game, before he recruited a single soul, before the Mendozas of the world and the Surratts of the world and the Beckers of the world and the Coopers of the world were on his squad, this is what this man said at his introductory press conference. I want you to listen to what this man said.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
Before he said a word, before he did anything, he said it's pretty simple. I win. Google me. See, when you see something like that, ladies and gentlemen, now you got to turn around 2 years later and look at what he's done. 2 years. 2 years. Man was 10-2 last year. 11-2, I'm sorry. 16-0 this year. 27-2. 27-2. And I said they were the most program with the most losses. Northwestern actually was that. That was 7-17. Indiana was second with 7-14. And this guy takes that program. In 2 years, his first year, 11-2. His second year, 16-0, undefeated national champion. Understand what this man has just done with college football. He's made life a living hell for every coach at a major program out there. Every single one of them. Because now you get to look at him and you get to say, as an administration, okay, so I don't need to pay all this money in NIL. I don't need to be doling out $20 to $30 million a year in NIL. I don't need everybody to be a five-star recruit. I can coach. And I know a developed player when I see one. Yes, we'll utilize the transfer portal. You got this cat, Josh Hoover, coming up over to Indiana to replace Fernando Mendoza next season. And his brother was at TCU. And I mean, listen, he threw for nearly 4,000 yards in 2024. He threw for nearly 3,500 yards this past season. He's thrown for 56 touchdowns over the last 2 years. Brother can ball. That's going to be your quarterback at IU next year when Mendoza is going to the NFL. Paying attention to this, seeing this for what it is, understanding what comes with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to understand. Cignetti just made life miserable for every major college football coach out there because suddenly, how come you can't do it? Why do we have to spend all of this money? He did it. You know how business works. Ryan Day, thank God he got his national championship last year because if he didn't, we'd be looking at him a little bit differently right now. Lost in the Big Ten championship game to Indiana, but that was only 13-10. It's a hell of a game. And then lost in the playoffs to Miami. We get that part. You lost to the team that Indiana beat. But that's neither here nor there. Point is that if Indiana's not spending that money, why do you need to? Michigan, if Indiana's not spending that money, Whittingham is your new head coach. Why will you need to? Dabo Swinney, you sure you don't want to use NIL? You sure you don't want to use the transfer portal? You sure about that? You sure you want to be a bit truculent when it comes to that? And handle things a bit begrudgingly all the time? You sure about that? We love Dabo Swinney on this show, but these are legitimate questions to ask. Kalen DeBoer got romped by Cignetti. Dan Lanning got romped at Oregon, got romped by Cignetti. Well, what you going to do now? Those programs get money. They get money for NIL. They get cats from the transfer portal. They got 4- and 5-star players all over their roster. This man didn't. Why he wanted y'all didn't. That's what's going to be asked. That's what's going to be asked. And this is what has happened. This is what has happened to really, really frame this in a manner that we should be. When I look at Mendoza, let me go back to him for a second. I'm seeing a dude 6'5". I'm seeing a dude 225 pounds. I'm seeing a dude that's capable of going to the NFL and absorbing some of that punishment so he can indeed be seen as a durable guy. Why does that matter? Think Tua Tagovailoa versus Justin Herbert. Tua Tagovailoa came out of Alabama flinging that long ball better than anybody. Got concussed a few times. Now he's literally telling receivers, I can't throw it that far. And he looks like a shell of himself because durability has become a question mark. Not his skill set, his durability. And how he's been rattled because physically he can't absorb the kind of punishment that you need to be able to absorb. So as a result, your offense has to protect him. Your coach has to protect him. And that's why Mike McDaniels is without a job in Miami right now. And they just hired a new coach in Halfley out of Green Bay, former defensive coordinator. Because change has to come. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, although they can't win a damn playoff game to save their life, apparently Justin Herbert is the face of the franchise. And durability is not a question mark with him because he's bigger, he's stronger. And that's what you're looking for from these quarterbacks that's going to come into the NFL because you could put a hat on these brothers. That's just the reality of the situation. And we got to be honest about it and fair about it and understand that everything ain't going to be the way that you want it to be. It's just not. It just isn't. I'm looking at Mendoza and I'm saying, okay, there's a difference between him and Dante Moore. There's a difference between him and Ty Simpson. There's a difference between him and this cat Chambliss out of Ole Miss, who can ball, by the way. Mendoza's a bit different. That's what I think. What do you think? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number. Call us 888-623-3646. Those are the storylines we're coming out of it. We got to look at Miami, too, because I'd be remiss in neglecting Miami. They played a hell of a game. Couldn't score anything. Couldn't do anything. I was very, very worried going into halftime with them down 10-0. I couldn't believe. I didn't see a receiver open in the first half. Indiana had them on lock and key. They couldn't get anything going in the first half. And then in the second half, I mean, hey, what do you say? Fletcher and his 57-yard touchdown run, that was impressive, looking a little bit like Derrick Henry there. And then, of course, Malachi Toney, how he scampered off of a toss from back out of the backfield to scamper in for his touchdown run. Brother special, y'all. Malachi Toney's something special to behold. But in the end, that blocked punt by Isaiah Jones for a touchdown in the third quarter, giving Indiana a 17-7 lead, it might have been an entirely different game because when you look at Miami's defense, I got news for you. Baines Jr. and Akeem Masador, they showed up. They combined for 11 total tackles, 4.5 tackles for a loss, and 3 sacks. They showed up last night. Miami's defense wasn't shabby at all. Give credit where credit is due. Indiana went just 6-for-16 on third downs. Unfortunately, the Canes went 3-for-11. 0-for-6 in the first half. So none of that's good. But in the end, Miami, they were in the game. They fought valiantly. They balled out in the second half. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough to overcome Mendoza's clutch play. It wasn't enough to overcome Sharp's interception. You're driving downfield. You're back. You've got to throw that ball high and outside, over the shoulders, something along those lines. You can't throw it like right down. I mean, that to me, that was just a bad throw. Great interception by Jamari Sharp, no doubt. But it was just a bad throw. 44 seconds left. You had the 50-yard line or so. You got an opportunity to drive in for a touchdown and couldn't deliver. By the way, I'd be remiss in neglecting to point this out. Do you know that Indiana didn't have a turnover in 3 games? In 3 playoff games they played, they didn't have a single turnover. Do you know that penalty-wise, in 3 games, they had 11 penalties for 71 yards. That's less than four penalties for less than 25 yards a game. See, that's coaching. That's coaching. You just can't say enough about it. You don't see teams playing on a collegiate level that avoids making those mistakes. You don't see that, but you saw that here. I can't say enough about it. I just got to give credit where credit is due. Last bit of notes on Mendoza. Grew up a mile away from Miami's campus. Father was a high school teammate of Miami coach Mario Cristobal at Christopher Columbus High School. His mother played tennis at Miami. He won a state title at Columbus High School in 2019. He was never offered a scholarship by the University of Miami and considered a lanky quarterback out of Christopher Columbus High School in Miami. He was only ranked as the 2,149th player in the country in the 247 sports composite. And here he is winning a national championship. If there was ever a reason for you to have hope, to have inspiration, if there was ever a reason to explain how often he cries and gives thanks to the Lord above and to his family and friends and the people who believed in him, all you got to do is look at that last number. The 2,149th player in the country by 247 Sports Composite coming out of high school just won a Heisman, a national championship, completing an undefeated season, and is about to be the number one player taken in an upcoming NFL draft. Before entering this season, stats are right there. Indiana never won a Big Ten title since 1967. They snapped that streak. Okay? That's nearly 60 years. AP, number one ranking, never happened before. They were number one this year. Heisman winner, never had one. They have one now. And national title, they never had one. They have one now. It ain't too many resumes in the world that's better than what Fernando Mendoza just gave you. We can understand why he's crying. He defied all the odds. And obviously, he believes that it was because of divine intervention, as most of us really believe as well. When you're that great, that's God with his hands on your shoulders, looking out for you. And blessing you with abilities most people don't have. Fernando Mendoza and Indiana University, the Hoosiers, are the national champions and well-deserved. Miami has nothing to sneeze at, nothing to put your head down about. But Indiana, season for the ages. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. The national championship game. Plus some NFL action. Lots of stuff to talk about. Don't go away. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.